Unit 5. Money.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the first part of the conversation and answer the following questions. Sarah Smith is from a little town in Australia. She is visiting her friend He Gang in Hong Kong. They are on a shopping trip.
Well, here's the store I was telling you about, where you can buy really nice silk things to take back to Australia. You said your sister wanted some skirts.
I know just what I want to get. But I realized I left my traveler's checks at your place. And I don't have any money with me.
That's okay. I've got my plastic.
You mean your credit card?
No, my bank card.
1. Where does the conversation take place? 2. What does Sarah want to buy for her sister? 3. What is Sarah's problem? 4. How can the problem be solved? Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the second part of the conversation and fill in the blanks with the information you hear from the tape.
How can you use that in a store? Is it like a credit card?
No, not really. It's a card issued by my bank. It's the same card I use at the automatic teller machine at the bank.
I still don't understand. We're nowhere near your bank.
Let's go to the cashier and I'll show you how EPS works.
What does EPS mean?
Well, it stands for electronic point of sale.
Okay, you just gave the cashier your bank card. And she swiped it through her machine. Now what happens?
Now I just have to punch in my PIN on this little thing that looks like a calculator.
What's a PIN?
A personal identification number.
So now the cost of my sister's skirts has been taken out of your bank account.
That's right.
Don't you ever worry that someone might take all your money?
Well, they could only do that if they knew my PIN number. It's a neat system because you don't have to carry around a lot of cash.
That's neat.
Exercise 3.
Directions. Listen to the whole conversation again and then role play the whole conversation.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Before you listen to the passage, can you guess from the title what the passage might be about? An unusual millionaire.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage and then fill in the table with what you hear from the tape. An unusual millionaire. I know a man called John Smith, who is a very unusual millionaire. What makes him unusual is that he has no money. He says the average millionaire never uses money and always gets other people to pay for taxes or drinks. This is because he is so used to thinking in millions that small amounts of money are not worth thinking about. But this does not mean he has no worries. On the contrary, the average millionaire worries constantly about his businesses. His great wealth also makes it difficult for him to be happy and comfortable with other people. Are they friendly because they like him? Or do they pretend to like him because they want his money? John Smith says he feels very sorry for millionaires who, instead of being masters of their wealth, are slaves of their millions. In one way, however, John Smith always behaves exactly like a millionaire. I mean, he never has any money and generally manages to persuade someone else to pay for his drinks. But unlike other very rich men, he gives back good value for money. He is full of jokes and fun. An evening spent with him is not cheap because he is usually very thirsty, but he always makes people happy. He does not give much thought for tomorrow. He is the happiest man I have ever met. Whenever I meet him, he tells me, "In money I am not rich, but in peace of mind I am a millionaire." And then the world's richest, penniless man usually adds, with a smile, "Do you have time for another drink?" How can I refuse?
Exercise 3.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and then work in pairs to answer the following questions.
Why is John Smith an unusual millionaire?